going out. And, well, Sean, I always start. I'm going to let you start.
Well, obviously,
take it away.
Yeah, Chris, Chris has been at the program for a few years. I'm sure you're excited about this season, as I am, because they have some good stuff coming back. Justin Oakletree was a state qualifier last year. We're looking to see him match and maybe exceed his brother Ben, who I think he just qualified or state placed, what, 2 years ago? 3 years ago.
2 years ago, 2 years yeah, ago yeah. So
I just ran into Ben out at the Sam's Club, believe it or not.
He's working there now.
Watch the free plugs. Oh. Watch the free plugs.
Sorry. So yeah,
he's doing great, and he's in school, and he's got a full ride doing great things. He's studying accounting, so doing great things, and him and Justin are both big time in the classroom. So
yeah, so I mean, let's talk about obviously Justin and returning district qualifiers and Randy Hartle, two-time district placer, and David McCullough, who's a state alternate this year. It's got to be some excitement surrounding the guys that are coming back right now.
Absolutely, those guys that you mentioned have been working their butts off, and some of them were working out tonight with the pie crafts, and they still got stuff going on at their barn. And we're excited for those guys, and we have only five returning wrestlers this year, but we have 11 freshmen, and then I have two other sophomores coming out to wrestle this year. So hopefully a little bit bigger team. Last year we only had 10, and moving to 17 or 18 guys is something I'm really looking forward to, and our coaches are looking forward to having that challenge, and of having that many young guys and new guys to our program and our system, and just getting back into the season, getting back into wrestling, getting right back into training, and getting ready for competition.
Where is that sweet spot as far as guys you'd like to have out there? I mean, you get a squad that's huge. Does that become so challenging as far as just getting mat time and working with them? I mean, what's a number that you're relatively comfortable with?
Me? I've had teams of 40 before, and I've been on teams of 90 at St. Edward. Ooh. You know, it's just about, the head coach's ability to manage that, and Coach Urbis at St. Ed's, obviously, and Coach Burnett at Elyria does a great job managing that. They have enough coaches to help out. They have the space. Right now our room can hold 30 pretty comfortably, but if we have 40-50 guys, we're gonna make it happen. We'll have two different practices. We'll find facility space, but it's about having the assistant coaches. But I mean, really, I can't have enough wrestlers. 18 is really not that great of a number, considering there's schools that have 50. If you have a full varsity and a full JV, then why not have a full freshman? Why not have two varsity lineups? I haven't reached the number where I'm like, oh, this is too many. But I look forward to that day.
Sure.
One of the things that's always kind of struck me about the Keystone program is the consistency. It seems like every year there's a kid coming back who is filled with potential, and every year there's somebody who steps up and has a great year, either gets the state or does something great. It's got to be nice from a coaching perspective to have that year in, year out, where you're not, you don't have a lot of down years as far as like there's nothing.
Right.
So it's got to be kind of fun to always have a name or two, or sometimes even more, to kind of rely on to kind of push things forward as far as success goes.
Yeah, I think, I'm not unique in the sense that I say that it's all about the end of the year. It's not unique in any other sport. You're looking forward to the end of the year, but it is rough, having a team with 10 guys. We didn't win a whole lot of dual meets the last couple years, but we did get to win one at the state level last year, and that was really fun, and I look forward to winning more dual meets. But you're right, it's about the end of the year. Part of that is luck. Part of that is a lot of hard work. Part of that has having some freakishly talented athletes like Ben Oakletree, like Garrett Coe, who did a great job, and we're looking for guys like David McCullough and Justin Oakletree to take that spot this year. And we want to see some of our freshmen surprise us, because we have four freshman state qualifiers as well that we'll see. We'll see what they can do.
Again, we're talking with Chris Von Druska. I didn't do that. I'm
you
sorry.
You did a great job, yeah.
Wrestling coach at Keystone. I'm saying a lot of names here tonight, Coach. You mentioned you got a pretty strong influx of freshmen coming in. Do you have to temper your expectations somewhat with a ninth grader? Is there a patience level that you have to work with there?
I think so. I think you know, we're fortunate enough to, you know, in our conference we have dual meets with our middle school right after comes our high school. So I get to watch these guys compete, and I know what they're capable of. And so I just want to see them give me what they're capable of every day. And, you know, I know what they're capable of, and I've seen them in the preseason a little bit, even though most of them are doing football. But, you know, I have some mad time with them. I know what they're capable of, and I just want to see them grow every day and give me effort. So,
at what point does a freshman wrestler no longer become a freshman? You know what I'm saying? At what point do you say, okay, you've got enough experience? Not that I don't still recognize you're a ninth grader, but at what point do you say you got to step up a little
bit?
Some
of them are scared, you know. Some of them, you know, they need that. Some of them only need that first match. Some of them need that first tournament. Some of them need to beat that guy who has a tattoo on his arm, you know, or, you know, just get over just being a freshman. Beat their first senior. Beat their first, you know, whatever it takes. Yeah. But you look for that growth every time, you know. Sometimes it's getting their first win, you know, just finding these little victories. It might be a forfeit for some of our first-year guys, you know, getting your hand raised for the first time, getting a takedown, getting a pin, not getting pinned, you know. But when don't they become a freshman? I don't have an answer for that, but it'd be nice to see them, you know, succeed at the state level or you know, get to the district tournament. Those are things I'm excited about.
You told me a couple weeks ago that four of those freshmen are coming in, our middle school state qualifiers. When I first started, you know, covering the beat, I don't think I ever had one coach, probably the first 5-6 years, ever tell me about incoming freshmen being middle state qualifiers. Is it just that coaches are now letting me know that, or is it something like you are starting to see kids be more successful coming into our schools at that earlier age? I mean, it seems like that to be a thing now that you start seeing.
I think Elyria's always had guys like that. I think Midview's always had guys like that. Maybe I'm just being too honest. I only have 5 returning guys, and so I didn't have any my last 2 years. I didn't have any middle school state qualifiers coming in. So, you know, that when I had 4 in one team, I'm really excited about it. And it's guys that I've seen work really hard and continue to work really hard and guys that I think they're going to be able to turn that, make that switch, you know, transition to a high school wrestler really easily. And they're excited about wrestling too.
Yeah, and they almost never disappoint. I get these names almost every year now. And then I watch, and those names pop up on my honor roll. And to be on the honor roll, you have to have a winning record. And to have a winning record on a varsity high school team, you're sometimes going up against seniors, you know, that are 3-4 years older than you. It's got to be nice to see that coming in, even if you don't. I mean, you probably know about all these kids, but it's got to be nice to see that, because these guys, it tends to be pretty consistent. When they're middle school state qualifiers, they work hard and become pretty successful high school wrestlers.
Yeah, there's no replacement for mat time, you know? You know that. I mean, and we're not just talking about the practice room. We're talking about competing, you know? Competing when the lights are on. Whether it is in a big venue, it does help at a big venue. You know, these guys who win the middle school state championship, oftentimes they qualify for the state tournament, and they're not scared because they've been on that big stage setting before, and they know what the dual meet feels like, and you know, my guys know what it feels like when I'm watching them, because I'm sitting there watching them in all these dual meets and stuff. And like I said, I'm excited for them, and it's more than just those 4 guys. We have other guys that were really close at qualifying, and they're going to make that transition too.
Before we let you go, final question. When you've got a strong group of freshmen coming in, like Sean's alluded to and that you've mentioned, mm-hmm. how exciting is that as a coach? I mean, it can be a challenge, but on the flip side, to go, wow, look at the raw talent that I have to work with here. How exciting is that?
It is really exciting. My whole lineup is this. I have 2 seniors that are absolute hammers. I have a junior who's been working his butt off for 2 years. And I have 2 sophomores, and then the rest of my team is brand new, and I get them for 4 years,
wow.
And that's so great. You know, as you know, I look at my middle school coach, and he only gets these guys for 2 years, and now he's had these guys for 2 years. He's like, man, well, now I get them for 4 years, right. You know, and I've been watching them for 2 years, and yeah, it is really exciting. There's just so much opportunity with them, you know, with Justin Ochiltree and David McCullough. This is their last shot. They got to make everything count. We got to just perfectly plan out this year, and we got to make sure everything goes right with them. You know, we're going to try to make it mistake-free, but if a mistake happens, which it always does, right? You know, we're going to be okay because we got more years, we got more tournaments, we got more matches, and things are going to go good. I know somebody's going to miss weight, somebody's going to get sick, somebody's dog's going to die. Well, you know, somebody's girlfriend's going to dump them. I mean, things are going to happen.
I hope that doesn't
and
happen.
As a head coach, you know, I'm just always ready for whatever, and yeah, it's going to be good, and I'm excited for 4 years with these Keystone Wildcat freshmen.
Yeah, I've had so many coaches tell me that in other sports, that, man, sometimes the real joy is coaching those young kids. I mean, everybody likes that senior-laden team and all that, but when you can really take a team and a young man or a young woman and just mold that talent and watch the development and the maturity.
Too, I teach world history ninth grade, so I have a passion for that age group too, and being at Keystone the last 2 years, I haven't had that big influx of freshmen, so I'm just craving it, and I'm excited for that group, and obviously excited for the whole team, but that is a big part of the team.
It'll be fun. Chris, we appreciate you stopping by. Hope
you
had a good
so
time
much.
Tonight.
Yeah,
got something
we
to eat.
Did. Thank you guys always.
Chris Vondruska, the head coach at Keystone, as he joins us here at the head table.